From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, May 2nd. Shasta Regional Medical Center in Redding has been cited for two violations this year that the California Department of Public Health determined placed patients in, quote, immediate jeopardy. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The citations were issued this year and stem from a 2023 report by the California Department of Public Health. According to the report, one citation is for medical staff's failure to promptly respond to patient heart monitor alarms. The report also said the hospital was found to have performed surgery on the wrong body part of another patient. The CDPH fined Shasta Regional Medical Center $155,000 for the two infractions, according to online records. The hospital has been charged with numerous other violations over the past few years. It's not unusual for hospitals to be cited for violations. Others in the North State have been fined over the same period, although with fewer infractions. A spokesperson for Shasta Regional Medical Center told NSPR that the hospital was working with the CDPH and other agencies to implement corrective actions and prevent further occurrences. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Buffets and sushi are not uncommon in Chico, but now a combination of the two is set to make a mark in the city with its offer of an all-you-can-eat sushi experience. Saki is located in the old IHOP building. Sushi chef Lin-Men Chow says they have a variety of dishes.
We serve fresh make sushi every day. It's simple, customer orders, chef make it right away.
Saki boasts a wide selection of rolls without breaking the bank. The extensive options were one of the things noted by customer Brandon Borelli.
We ended up getting some appetizers and some sushi, and they were all really good. I personally love the gyoza and the katsu chicken.
Saki has been operating for 2 weeks after opening its doors on April 18th. And in other news, students in Butte County can get the Tdap and HBV vaccine free of cost at several upcoming clinics. Butte County Public Health announced that it's hosting the clinics at public libraries starting next week. Children in the sixth grade or older are eligible. The Tdap vaccine protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough, and is required before entering the seventh grade. The HPV vaccine protects against cancers caused by the human papillomavirus and is recommended before starting 8th grade. The first clinic is May 7th at the Paradise Library. Also, organic walnuts from Hollister's Gibson Farms are being recalled from store shelves after a dozen people in California and Oregon have been infected with E. coli. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most of the people infected purchased organic walnuts in bulk. Several stores in the North State may have received shipments of the recalled nuts, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. That includes stores in Shasta, Siskiyou, Butte, and Plumas. The CDC recommends contacting a doctor if you believe you are experiencing symptoms of E. coli. Those include stomach cramps, vomiting, and bloody stools. Also, tribal leaders throughout California were in Sacramento yesterday. They urged state leaders to confront the issue of violence on tribal lands and the crisis of missing and murdered indigenous people. San Bernardino Democratic Assemblymember James Ramos chairs the Legislative Native American Caucus.
Sadly, California ranks fifth in the nation in the number of unresolved cases and cases being investigated.
In 2016, the National Crime Information Center reported more than 5,700 missing American Indian and Alaskan Native women and girls in the United States, but only 116 of the cases were logged by the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. Raquel Williams is the vice chair of the Wilton Rancheria Tribe.
When one of our folks go missing, it's not just ours, it's everybody's. It's everybody's problem, it's everybody's issue.
State lawmakers held a joint hearing on the issue. And the Capitol Dome was lit up red to commemorate missing and murdered indigenous people. And finally, lawmakers from across the state are introducing legislation to encourage home insurers to take fire mitigation efforts into account when pricing policies. According to news outlet Cal Matters, one bill pending in the legislature would require that policy writers consider efforts homeowners made to fire harden their properties. Two other pending bills would require state agencies to investigate if homeowners' efforts are making a difference in their insurance premiums and options. On the federal level, Congressman Mike Thompson and Doug LaMalfa authored a bill that would provide grants of up to $10,000 for fire mitigation. Critics say, so far, insurers haven't been serious about factoring in homeowners' efforts. And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.